This is very encouraging news for Phobail Gedor and west of the county. We've been waiting for a very, very long time for works to start on this site itself. A site, unfortunately, has a horrific history to it, and it's a site that the people of Gedor will most gladly welcome the demolishment of the existing old school that's there and replaced what, 29 homes that are badly needed. We all know that the housing crisis that we're in due to the failure of government to build houses, and so this is very much welcome news.
These 29 houses are to be welcome, but obviously it falls well short of the need for properties to house people in the west of the county. So are there any other plans to provide additional accommodation?
Well, we're working towards getting more accommodation built in Gedor. There will be more homes built within the site as well, alongside the old Rare Canadical Huge O site in Gedor. A part of them two sites is crucial that we see independent living units, homes built in it for people with intellectual needs. This has been quite a controversial topic for this last month or two, and I'm glad to see the council putting all the time and energy into making sure that this will be pushed on and hopefully built. Now, I have to give strong recognition to the local staff and housing and Corleone Gwynal that has worked tirelessly along with the HSE and others to try to get this over the line. I'd like to recognise the motion that was put forward by a Nanashone councillor to make sure that there's homes built for people with all different needs. I put an amendment to that motion to make sure that when we are building housing estates that there's homes built for people with intellectual challenges, and that is a part of any development going forward.